Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So this is list season, ranking season. We talked in recent weeks about some of the PFF stuff that is out there. They've ranked every position group. Terry was the 10th best receiver in the NFL. Jaden was the 6th best quarterback in the NFL. There have been other lists that have come out, including the one that I'm going to get to here in a moment. Although CBSSports.com put out their NFL Top 100 list. You know, that top 100 list that the NFL Network does, where the players vote on that, I think that comes out maybe next month. You know, they start that countdown at some point next month. But Pete Prisco did his annual NFL Top 100 list. And I will tell you where Jaden ranked on that list and where Terry ranked on that list coming up in just a few moments. But Yahoo Sports' Charles McDonald yesterday put out his NFL Top 10 quarterback list. He wrote, "Happy June, everybody. The quiet time of the NFL calendar is here before training camps begin in about a month, which is a great time to survey the landscape prior to the upcoming season. With quarterbacks consistently being such a hot topic, let's both start a fire and throw some gasoline on it by ranking the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. A list surely everyone will agree with and have no complaints over." I don't know about you guys, but at this point, like, whenever these things come out, I like reading them. I like just, you know, whatever. It's an opinion thing. But I like to see, you know, where our players are ranked, and in particular now where our quarterback is ranked. So 20 of you minimum sent me the link to this one. I immediately understood it to be probably a problem because so many people had tweeted me and linked me to this. Max sent me a link early this morning. I had a couple of people yesterday sent me a link to this. So I knew all the links coming in meant that Jaden was probably not ranked as high as I believe he is. I believe Jaden's top five. I think, you know, Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow, and Jaden are the top five quarterbacks in the league. You can put them in, you know, a lot of different orders. I still think Mahomes is probably the best quarterback in the league. Jaden certainly could be argued for anything after him. Maybe anything after Mahomes and Allen, actually, to be fair. Here's the list put together by one Charles McDonald at Yahoo Sports. Now, he does the top 10 in tiers. Tier 1 is called the Patrick Mahomes tier, and there's only one quarterback in the Patrick Mahomes tier, and that's Patrick Mahomes. And he just writes, counting stats might have been down, and he did not have a great statistical year for him. But no one did more heavy lifting on offense last year than Mahomes. Getting that version of the Chiefs to the Super Bowl was no easy task, and even though Mahomes played one of the worst games in his career against the Eagles in New Orleans, he still deserves the top nod in the league. He might not have another 50 touchdown season in his career, but if the surroundings get more stable, the Chiefs will get back to having more explosive plays. plays, the king is still the king. I agree with that. I still think, you know, forget the numbers. The eye test to me says Mahomes, given, you know, when he does it, how he does it with the game on the line, Mahomes is still the best creator. He still has, you know, certainly arguably the strongest arm. They had so many injuries last year, so many injuries at receiver. He still, you know, threw for nearly 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and came up massive in all of those games that mattered. They won 15 regular season games. Come on. And he didn't play in one of the losses, the season finale, in which they didn't play any of their starters. He was outstanding in the postseason up until the Super Bowl, which was a complete and utter upfront, you know, domination by the Eagles' defense against the Kansas City offensive line. I have no problem with Mahomes being number one, and if you want to put him in a tier by himself, that's fine. Now, next tier for Charles McDonald from Yahoo's top 10 quarterbacks, the almost Mahomes tier. He has two quarterbacks in that tier. Number two on his top 10 is Lamar Jackson. Number three is Josh Allen. Look, I can't argue with any of that so far. You know, he writes, picking between Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen is an incredibly difficult task. They're both truly elite future Hall of Fame quarterbacks who significantly raise the floor and ceiling of their respective teams. Having Mahomes, Jackson, and Allen all in the same conference will lead to some agonizing legacy debates in the future, but they all make their teams competent simply by being on the field. Physically dominant, both of them, supreme accuracy, Atlas-level workloads. Jackson and Allen have all the makings of Super Bowl quarterbacks, even though they haven't reached that stage quite just yet. That doesn't mean they can't, though. So, you know, having Allen and Jackson, the next two, I don't have a problem with that. I would personally have Allen over Jackson. And I think I might even have one of the quarterbacks in their next tier over Jackson. But I don't have a problem with, you know, Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, and then the number four quarterback kicks off the next tier of quarterbacks, and that is number four overall, Joe Burrow, in a tier that Charles McDonald from Yahoo refers to as a ceiling razor tier. And in that tier, Joe Burrow's four, Justin Herbert's five, and Matthew Stafford six. And he writes, these three are bona fide franchise quarterbacks who can significantly raise the ceiling of an offense. All three of them are capable of having explosive days through the air, and Herbert and Stafford specifically have a level of physical talent that really lets them be drivers of offensive production and firepower. You know, they get into Herbert is fascinating because he's so good, you know, regular season, not so good in the playoffs. And, you know, Burrow, despite the caveat of playing with Chase and Higgins, Burrow can be a driver of an offense when he's at his best. Stafford is a bit more inconsistent than the other two at this point in his career, but he showed last season he can still raise the ceiling of an offense that had an aging Cooper Kupp as one of its primary targets. All in all, these guys are no-brainer starters and all have the capability of getting hot and being the reason their team wins a title. So quarterback number four, Burrow, Herbert five, Stafford six. Are you going to tell me Jaden Daniels doesn't deserve to be in a category that's described as bona fide franchise quarterbacks who can significantly raise the ceiling of an offense? Come on. Charles McDonald. Did you just forget him? Then quarterbacks 7 through 10 are called floor razor tier quarterbacks, described as these quarterbacks are good, but just a hair off from the rest of the players ranked above them. These guys have been good at creating competitive teams in adverse situations, though there's still a bit missing to get them into the upper echelon tier. In the right circumstances, these quarterbacks could probably lead their team on a deep run through the playoffs, but we still need to see them do it a bit more. Here are the quarterbacks. Number 7, Dak Prescott. Number 8, Geno Smith. Number 9, Jordan Love. And number 10, C.J. Stroud. Jaden isn't in the Mahomes tier, just Mahomes is. That's fine. He's not in the almost Mahomes tier, just Jackson and Allen are. Okay. He's not in the ceiling raiser tier with Burrow, Herbert, and Stafford. That's just wrong. He's not even in the floor raiser tier with Prescott, Smith, Love, and Stroud. Quarterbacks who are good, just a hair off from the rest of the players ranked above them. These guys have been good at creating competitive teams in adverse situations. In the right circumstances, these quarterbacks could probably lead their team on a deep run through the playoffs, but we still need to see them do it. Yeah. Hello? Jaden Daniels actually led his team on a deep run through the playoffs. He doesn't even mention in any of the follow-up when he's talking about Prescott and Geno Smith and Love and Stroud, doesn't even mention that he doesn't have Jaden Daniels ranked in his top 10. Look, opinion, none of this matters. It's just good for June 20th because I would never have predicted, never would have predicted that anybody would have put a top 10 list of the best quarterbacks in the NFL entering 2025 together and not included Jaden in the top 10. Like, that is, I don't know, it's possible this guy just whiffed and he's going to come back and say, oh my God, I can't believe I totally forgot. Maybe it's because he was only in the league for a year. Or maybe he would say, 1 year just isn't enough. What do you guys think? Where should Jaden legitimately be ranked? I'm sure we've done this before, but we'll do it again at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Where would you have Jaden Daniels ranked among the quarterbacks in the NFL right now? Give me where you'd have him ranked, and then I want to hear the players that come before him. Now, CBS Sports did their NFL Top 100 list. This is the annual Pete Prisco list for CBS Sports, top 100 players. Jaden was the number 5 quarterback on this list. Mahomes was the number 1 player in the league. Josh Allen was the 4th best player in the league. Lamar Jackson was the 6th best player in the league. Joe Burrow was the 7th best player in the league. And then the next quarterback was Jaden Daniels listed. But he was listed at number 33. So a long ways away from the top 4, but they did have him, Pete Prisco did, as the 5th best quarterback on his NFL Top 100. And by the way, 13 spots ahead of his next quarterback, 16 spots ahead of his next quarterback, who was Justin Herbert, as the 6th best in the game. Jalen Hurts came after Herbert on the quarterback list. By the way, I'll tell you where Terry was on this list among the receivers when we come back. But 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Charles McDonald for Yahoo Sports does not have Jaden Daniels among the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Yeah, I'm sure Philly fans are going nuts, too, because Jalen Hurts isn't a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. I mean, he has guys like Prescott, Geno Smith, Jordan Love, and C.J. Stroud ranked ahead of Jaden Daniels. Where would you have Jaden Daniels? Give me the number. He is the blank ranked quarterback in the NFL right now entering 2025. I'll give you my answer. Max will give you his answer. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980 for your answer. And I'll also tell you where Terry was ranked among the receivers on the CBS Sports Top 100 list. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980, theteam980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jaden Daniels was left out of Charles McDonald's from Yahoo Sports top 10 quarterbacks in the league. You know, Philly fans probably would say, where's Jalen Hurts? Detroit fans would say, where's Jared Goff on the list? But it's kind of insane to have Dak Prescott, Geno Smith, CJ Stroud, Jordan Love ahead of Jaden Daniels. I think it's, at this point, kind of crazy to have Justin Herbert ahead of Jaden Daniels, but didn't have him in the top 10. This would be my top 10. Let me just give it to you real quickly, all right? Because, you know, when you get down, I actually think that there is an elite level of quarterbacking in the NFL, and that's a tier on its own. And that tier to me, and I'll give you the order in a second, but it's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Daniels, Lamar. I think Stafford can play at a very elite level as well. So I kind of push him into that, you know, edge of that conversation. But for me, Mahomes is one, Allen's two, Burrow's three, Jaden's four, and Lamar's five. I love Lamar Jackson. I love the season he had last year. Jaden's just more of a clutch performer, and clearly, you know, has proven to be a better, you know, playoff quarterback. I mean, we need a larger sample size. I understand that. After that top five, I would put Stafford at six. And that's the group for me. Those are the six best quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, and Stafford's obviously older, so you wouldn't start a franchise with Stafford. But those are the quarterbacks to me that are the massive difference-making quarterbacks that you can literally put the game on their back and say, go win it for us. You can put a season on their back and say, I can't give you the best supporting cast, but can you give me more wins than losses? And I think all of those quarterbacks can do that. After that, I'm a big Jordan Love believer. We'll see whether or not it pans out. He did not have a great season last year, but I like Jordan Love. I like Jalen Hurts, especially in the clutch. So I'd put Love at seven, Hurts at eight. And then for me, like, Jared Goff, to me, is just a high-level system quarterback, even though he's proven really good in systems. And, you know, they've won a lot of games when they've had the right system for him. So I'd probably put him somewhere in that top 10, maybe, you know, at 9. And then it gets a little dicey for me. Like, Baker Mayfield played at a high level. I like C.J. Stroud. I think Stroud's a good quarterback. You know, Purdy to me is not top 10. I like the way Geno competes. He's not top 10. Dak can't stay on the field enough, and when he does, he's just okay. He's not top 10. So I think at 10, I would put Stroud. In fact, I would put Stroud at 9, and I would put Goff at 10. But Mayfield may be tied there for 10. That would be my top 10, but Jaden's 4 on my list. Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow before him. Look, if Lamar had done it in the postseason more consistently, he didn't play badly in the postseason last year, even in that Buffalo loss, although he did have a couple of key turnovers in that game. You know, you point back to that AFC title game at home the year before, and I know that there were a couple of turnovers that weren't his, you know, on the way in for scores. But what Jaden did, you know, on the road against Tampa and on the road against Detroit. And by the way, even at times in the game, in the NFC title game against Philly, Jaden is ahead of Lamar for me. He's at 4. That's where I have him. Where do you have him? 301-230-0980. Max, where do you have Jaden Daniels?
I've got him. I've got 5 at 5. For me, it's the indisputable Mahomes, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen tier. And then Jaden's right there. So I got 5 at 5, and that's where we're going to go into next season. Now, that could change. That could fall. That could rise. I mean, we're that's why we watch the game, right?
That's why they go ahead and play the games and we watch them. Yes.
That's right.
You know, for those that'll push back and say it's just too early, I would say, well, it wasn't too early for C.J. Stroud after his rookie year to be in almost every top 10 list this time last year, which he was, you know. And that was, by the way, RG3 would have been in a top 10 list had he not been injured heading into 2013 after the rookie season he had. Now, that would have proven to have been very, very misled by everybody. And there would have been a lot of discussion coming off RG3's rookie year about how he was truly effective only as a dual threat quarterback. Like, he was not a polished quarterback as a thrower of the football, you know, on third and long needing to deliver from the pocket, which Daniels proved he was. So, yeah, it's not too early for me, not after the season he had, the greatest rookie season. And, you know, you add all the intangible stuff, you know, the leadership, the clutch gene, that stuff all plays in. I mean, he carried the team. I mean, Terry's a great player, had a great season. Okay, De'Ami Brown came on, you know, big time late in the season. Zach Ertz came up big. The O-line at times overperformed. Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu had excellent seasons. Mikey Sanders still was great. Washington's a 6-11 team last year without Jaden Daniels. And with him, they went 14-6. And almost got to the Super Bowl. I'll tell you where Terry landed on this top 100 NFL player list, CBSSports.com's Pete Prisco. You know, he had lots of receivers on the list, and I'll tell you where Terry ranked among those receivers coming up. But phone lines are packed, 301-230-0980. Where would you have Jaden Daniels ranked? Give me the spot among NFL quarterbacks, and give me the quarterbacks you would have ahead of him. Let's start with Scott in Odenton. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. This list you gave me, I know you said it doesn't mean much, but my head's swirling. My blood pressure's high. I don't have blood pressure problems, and but good thing I'm going to the cardiologist Monday.
Well, I hope it goes well for you.
I hope so, too. Thank you. I have Daniels at number 4. You know, Mahomes, Jackson, and Allen just above him. This isn't just coming from a diehard Commanders fan. I just looking at it logically, looking at all the teams, the quarterbacks, that sort of thing. It's not just the physical talent he has. It's like what you were saying earlier, the clutch mentality, the intangibles that he already has. It's such being such a young player. I mean, I'm a tennis fan, and the only people or players I saw that young or starting at that young in their careers that had that clutch mentality, or Carlos Alcaraz just won the French, that great French final,
yeah.
And Pete Sampras when he started out. I'm a huge tennis fan. I used to teach and that's play, yeah. That sort of thing. But and the other thing is, yeah, we've had rookie quarterbacks that have.
How about Boris Becker as a 17-year-old?
I think I was two when that happened, but I know the history. I've seen film that too. You're absolutely right. Boom, boom, blitzkrieg. but when looking at these other rookie quarterbacks that been to championship games, like Flacco, Roethlisberger, they had great defenses. They had more or less established teams around them. Where we had a team that was, you know, with a new coach, new GM, bunch of new players, and you could just tell that Daniels. I mean, we had good players, like you said, around him, but he carried that team to so many wins, had them keep believing. You know, he's going to end up, if things go right for him in his career and everything, he's going to be something really special. We're going to remember last season.
Yeah.
I'm guessing maybe the guy who made that list, maybe he was looking at a list from 2 years ago and he thought Sam Howell was the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking. But to your point, we talked a lot about this leading up to the postseason last year and then before the championship game. He became just the sixth quarterback in NFL history to be the quarterback of a team that got to the NFC or AFC championship game. No rookie quarterback has ever made it to a Super Bowl in his rookie year. And, you know, Flacco, Sanchez, Purdy even, Roethlisberger and Sean King were, you know, Tampa back in 99, all quarterbacks that were not asked to do a hell of a lot on the way to that championship game. Jaden carried his team to the championship game. Thanks for the call, Scott. Good call. Good luck at the cardiologist on Monday. Lap, go ahead. Where do you have Jaden ranked?
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
Hey Lap, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call, man. Good, bro. I got Mahomes, I got Jackson, and I got Allen, and definitely Jaden would be number four. And then it'd be, you know, Joe Burrow after that, because Joe Burrow is just a bad man. I really like him. He's talented. That list is terrible, man. Like, for him not to be in the top 10, I mean, that's insane. I mean,
you seen what
he did, man.
Yeah. Like, how about just mention why you didn't include Jaden Daniels? And maybe you should, you know, mention why you didn't list Jalen Hurts or Jared Goff, you know, at this. But Jaden, nobody's making a list right now without Jaden in the top 10, except for this guy.
Yeah.
Nobody in their right mind.
Yeah.
Which makes me believe it may have just been an oversight. But he hasn't said anything about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then it's like, because, you know, they kept riding that Caleb Williams train, and I was like, I told you, Kevin, I was like, man, Jaden, we got something special. He just got to show it. And then we did it, man. You know, go all the way to the NFC title game as a rookie, win two on the road. Like, come on, man. Like, because they try to say it was like, oh, a fluke, or he wasn't a good team, but then we go in the playoffs and we do that. So, It's like, man, you got to be impressed with him. So I just hope he proves everybody wrong again. And I'm in agreement too with you on the CJ Stroud, man. He's good too.
I like Stroud. He did not have an O-line last year that was any good, other than Tunsil.
Yeah,
I actually thought he played well. He played really well in that playoff game against the Chargers after a rough start. And then you know, they had a shot in that other playoff game against the Chiefs. I mean, they were there. They had a legitimate shot when we got to, you know, I'm pulling up the box score, but wasn't it like a tie game? It was 13-12 entering the fourth quarter, and they had missed an extra point. All right, thanks, Lap. Appreciate it. Let's go to our guy Ross in Tampa.
Ross.
Ross, go ahead.
Hey, man, what's going on? Kevin, I didn't know real fast about Dan Marino. I thought his stock fell because he should have left his junior year and he just didn't have as good of a senior year.
No, there were there was cocaine, weed. There were all kinds of rumors about Marino. You can go back and read about what went on before that draft.
And they thought in the early 80s Miami was the best place for somebody like that. That's hilarious. I'm glad it worked out for him, though. And
well, Miami, Shula is debatably the greatest coach that's ever lived. I mean, I think Belichick would be ahead of him. But, you know, Shula it was insane as a coach. I'm not sure in the history of the game I've seen a coach do more over his career with less. He had Marino, no doubt, but you know, he won those Super Bowls with guys like Greasy and Earl Morrill, you know, in the 70s. But anyway, go ahead. Where would you have Aiden?
I got him fifth. If you tell me sixth, convince me. If you tell me seventh, you're absolutely out of your mind. Get out of my hot tub because you don't know ball. The guys who I have ahead of him, and it's like with the Terry McLaurin contract you mentioned a couple times, is like, you know, we're not paying you for what you've done. We're paying you for what we think you can do. So I'm kind of looking at it like that. If you want to look at the guys ahead of JD5, look at their rookie seasons. Patrick Mahomes didn't really play because they didn't really need him to. Lamar Jackson, when he finally did play, you could clearly tell he wasn't as crispy of a passer that Jaden was his rookie year.
Right.
Josh Allen played his rookie year because the Bills just didn't want to disrespect those fans. I'll keep rolling Nate Peterman out there.
He had a couple of rough years just period to start his career.
That playoff game against the Texans was atrocious. I'm like, does this guy know how to play football?
Right.
And then obviously Joe Burrow, he had a pretty decent rookie year until he fell on the FedEx turf. So
yep.
those are the four guys that you could – I can't say that they're not better. I can't say anything about them being better than Jaden Daniels. I'm tongue-tied right now, Kevin. But basically, those four guys I got ahead of JD5. There's not one player who you could convince me outside those four who might be better. Maybe a Stroud with a better supporting cast. Maybe – actually, not Jordan Love. JD5 at five, man. That's what I got. But like I said, man, Pacers at seven. I'll talk to you on Monday or whenever you take
Thanks.
Calls on it.
Appreciate it. I like Jordan Love. I think, Jordan Love is not Jaden because you could actually make the case he had a better overall supporting cast. I'm not saying offensively, but defensively. There's something in just watching Jordan Love. I'm looking at what kind of step back years. So last year, he threw for 800 fewer yards. He was 25 and 11 touchdowns. He was 32 and 11 that first year that he got to start in 2023. He was really good. They were rolling, too, remember, at the end of that year in 2023. You know, went to Dallas and beat up on Dan Quinn's defense and had a shot, really good shot in the playoff game at San Francisco. And last year, you know, they ended up losing in the postseason against the Eagles in that first round game. I like Jordan Love's potential a lot. I felt that way about him for a while. It's not Jaden level, but it's pretty high level as a guy whose overall game fits today and football today because he can make a lot of really good plays off schedule. Let's go to Jonesy. Jonesy, thanks for holding. Where do you have Jaden Daniels ranked among quarterbacks in the NFL? This is coming off, if you're just starting to listen, Yahoo put out a list, Charles McDonald, of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL entering 2025, and Jaden wasn't even in the top 10. Jonesy, where would you have him?
Well, good morning. First of all, Kevin, Charles
Jonesy,
McDonald, I think, was probably drinking some Jim Beam putting his little list together or whatever. But I got Jake at four. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this dude elevated his team, man, not to get just to the damn goal playoffs, which we were just asking for, but he got to the playoffs, and he got through three playoff games practically. You know what I'm saying? He was getting to the NFC title just to fall short. He's four clearly. With the only guy that I got ahead of him is I got Allen, I got Burrow, and definitely Mahomes at number one. I mean, Burrow and Allen, you can switch around. You know, Lamar, I got him at five under circumstances that he's a great regular season quarterback. And he said the same thing about Dak Prescott, when he can stay healthy. They're great regular season quarterbacks. It's just when they have their issues when they get to the playoffs. You understand what I'm saying? Whether it be the first game, second game, if they can't get over the hump. Jayden did it in his rookie season. So how do you not even consider him?
It's insane.
I don't know, Kevin.
I mean, the guy went on the road in two playoff games before the NFC Championship game and threw for 268, including the game-winning drive to beat the Buccaneers. 268, rushed for 36 yards, had an 80.4 QBR in playoff game number one. Then at Detroit, 22 of 31 for 299, rushed for 51 yards, had a 91.8 QBR. All right. Both of those games, four touchdowns, two touchdowns each, no picks. And then in the NFC Championship game, look, we've said this a million times. Washington moved the football against Philadelphia. No one else could. Kansas City couldn't. The Rams did in the snow, but he throws for 255, did throw for a pick, had a touchdown, rushed for 48, and his QBR in that game was 84.2. The guy's QBR average in three playoff games was 86. It's insane. Thanks, Jonesy. Let's go to Aveen. Aveen, where would you have Jayden ranked?
Hey, Kevin. I've got some context to add for you. I listened to the podcast where they did this, the Yahoo Football 301, and it's with McDonald, Nate Tice, Mike Tice's son, and Matt Harmon. And Harmon had Daniels at number five, but the other two left him off, and the rationale was...
The other two left him off? Two people left him off. All right, what was the rationale?
They wanted to see him do it for another year, pretty much, and they got burned by C.J. Stroud last year. And just to add some further context, Tice has been, you know, he was extremely skeptical of Daniels as a draft prospect. He had him in the late 20s, early 30s in terms of big board, and he had Drake May number one. He referred to Daniels as a prospect as a faster Teddy Bridgewater. That's just some context there. And for leaving Hurts out, I think all three of them had Hurts out, and they said that he's more mid-tier, and with how slow of a processor he is, he would struggle if he wasn't playing behind like a really good offensive line. And with Goff, it was something similar, like a system quarterback. But with that context added, I no doubt he's top five for me. I think most lists I've seen and people I've heard have him usually between five and seven. I think only quarterbacks other than the core four that are above him are usually Stafford and Herbert. But to me, no doubt he's top five. I mean, he's freakishly talented and skilled. Like, it's just an eye test thing. You see, he's already elite accuracy, elite processor, elite playmaker, elite scrambler. I mean, there's no way if you're going into next season and you want, and you're going with a blank slate at quarterback and you could have any pick, you're picking more than just those core four guys above him. And the all the efficiency numbers back it up. Like, he was top five in everything in those numbers. Like, the numbers don't lie about that either, that paired with the eye test. And the only thing that annoys me is he did finish sixth in EPA per dropback when he was five for four or five most of the year. And it was just because that week 18 Dallas game where that was probably his worst half of the season. I didn't even realize that. I think he
took
like
would be bad. Yeah, yes. And I think the two Dallas games were his worst games.
Yeah, that game, that half, though, threw off his efficiency numbers a bit. But, no, numbers don't lie. Eye test doesn't lie. Results don't lie. Like, he's clearly top five. There's no way you're starting Geno Smith ahead of him. Like, a team would, as a fan, you would want Geno Smith over him or whoever else, Jordan Love even. Like, it's no question. But I think it's a weak rationale, too, that we need to see another year for him because I think he's easy to project. But that was just an added context for that.
Yeah. You know, in terms, like, C.J. Stroud had a really good year. It was not Jayden's year. You know, numbers or eye test. The one thing that I think would have been really interesting to see, and Andy Reid decided not to do it because Alex Smith had a good season, although in 2017 there was a stretch of the season where the Chiefs were really struggling offensively. I believe, and I have no way to prove this, nobody does, I believe that if Mahomes had played in his rookie season, the Chiefs may have won the Super Bowl. You know, they ended up losing a wild card round game against the Titans, a game in which they had a big lead. Marcus Mariota was actually quarterbacking that Titan team. And, you know, it was, oh, we're doing the right thing. We're sitting our young quarterback, and he gets to watch a veteran quarterback and a mentor in Alex Smith. But there's no way, based on Mahomes' year two, and by the way he played in the season finale and the meaningless game that they had, there's no way you will ever convince me that Mahomes wasn't ready to be Patrick Mahomes in his rookie season. We've already seen C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels in the last 2 years have outrageous rookie years. I think the Chiefs, I should ask, we can talk to people that we know, obviously, in Kansas City. I can't believe that the Chiefs fans don't think that they wouldn't have gone much deeper in the playoffs in 2017 had Mahomes been the quarterback. He'd have been fine as a rookie. All right, those on hold, stay there. 301-230-0980. The guy from Yahoo, Charles McDonald, ranked the top 10 quarterbacks in the league and did not have Jaden among the top 10. According to Aveen is really good at auditing and keeping track of what everybody predicts about every single situation over a period of time. Aveen, you are very good at that. Said that in listening to this podcast, basically it was about them needing to see it for more than a year. They felt burned by C.J. Stroud's second year. By the way, C.J. Stroud's second year wasn't terrible. You know, it wasn't a terrible season. And they had issues that had nothing to do with him. I like C.J. Stroud as a young quarterback. I think he can really throw it. Last year, it was 375 less yards, 3 less touchdowns, 7 more picks. You know, that's the big difference between his second year and his first year. Same exact record. You know, they finished 10-7. And hosted a playoff game and won a playoff game. All right. Where does Jaden rank for you on the list of the best quarterbacks in the game? 301-230-0980. We'll take a few more calls on this. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, the NBA Finals are going to a Game 7. Last night was a very defensive and team-oriented game for the Indiana Pacers. Obi Toppin was the lead scorer with 20 points. And the Pacers notched 16 steals. That's the third most in NBA Finals history and the most since the Boston Celtics set the record with 18 in 2008. Game 7 will be Sunday night on ABC. The Winnipeg Jets announced they're signing former Chicago Blackhawks center Jonathan Toews. Toews stepped away from the game in 2023 after the Hawks announced that they would not be re-signing him after his contract expired following the season. He will now play for his hometown club after ramping up his training for an NHL comeback. And the Nats, they break the streak. James Wood saves the day with a 2-run shot in the 11th to give the Nats the lift over the Rockies 4-3 and end an 11-game losing streak. James Wood joins Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, and Ryan Zimmerman as the only 4 Nationals to hit 20 home runs in the season before turning 23 years old. The Nats will begin their West Coast road trip late tonight versus Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers. First pitch is at 10:10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Nats on Deck with Charlie and Dave at 9:40 on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I told you I'd tell you where Terry ranked on Pete Prisco's top 100 NFL players list. He ranked 81st overall. Jaden was 33rd. Bobby Wagner was 88th. Those were the three skins on the list. Terry was the 12th ranked receiver in the league. Jefferson, Chase, Lamb, Tariq Hill, A.J. Brown, Brian Thomas Jr., Malik Nabers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Puka Nacua, Nico Collins, and T. Higgins were all ahead of him. Mike Evans, Devontae Adams, and Ladd McConkey in this top 100 were behind him. So number 12 overall on Pete Prisco's overall top 100 in terms of where Terry fell among the receivers. All right, 301-230-0980. We're ranking Jaden Daniels. Where does he rank among quarterbacks in the league? This off of Yahoo's Charles McDonald's top 10 list, in which Jaden did not appear. Fuad, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Fuad. How are you?
Good. Honestly, 5 is the floor, and I'd probably say 4. I'd probably only put Mahomes, Lamar, and Allen above him. But even though he may be 5 in terms of the overall NFL list, I do know where he's number 1, and that's the NFC, because there is no quarterback in our conference when you take everything considered that I would have over Jaden.
And me neither.
Honestly, that's just great for us, because this is about to be his conference for, at the very least, the next 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a great quarterback draft upcoming, and there are some young quarterbacks. You know, I wouldn't write off Bryce Young quite yet. I still think Jordan Love has a lot of talent, but you are 100% right. In the NFC right now, it's Jaden, and I don't know, Stafford is probably number 2, but there's no way you wouldn't take Jaden Daniels over Stafford right now. No way. There isn't one team in the NFC that wouldn't swap quarterbacks with Washington right now. Not one.
Howie Roseman would drive down 95 to pick Jaden himself up if he could and trade him for Jalen Hurts.
So, no doubt.
But I will say, before I go, the guy to watch out for this year, who I was a big fan of coming on the draft last year, I think Michael Penix is really going to have a great season this year.
I like
and
him too.
Yeah, it's Atlanta though, so they're always dysfunctional, but him himself with that offense.
We were Washington weapons, until Jaden got here.
But yeah, Michael Penix is one to watch out for. Thanks for taking my call.
I was a big fan of Penix Jr. too. I think he's going to be really good. He's just got to stay healthy. He got hurt multiple times in college. Jason, where would you have Jaden ranked?
Look up, Kev. I love the subject. And I tell you what, this guy who wrote this article, I got to find out where he lives. I'm listening to like Ace Scotch or something. I think it's ridiculous that Jaden's not. For me, personally, I think you could put him anywhere between 2 and 5. Only one I would put above him is Mahomes. I actually think you could argue him better than Allen or Lamar, but that's me. But those are the other – those two, you could maybe do 2, 3, and you'd be 4. But I don't know how you put Dak, how you put Stafford, how you put Antonio Smith. That's, to me, is Looney Tunes. I hope it motivates him. I don't know if he's motivated that way, but I hope it does. Because
this is an outlier in terms of rankings. Jaden's ranked really high, and others. But, I think it's Mahomes and Josh Allen are the two that I don't think those teams would even consider it. Cincinnati and Baltimore might consider it, although they would never do it because they've got elite quarterbacks themselves. But Burrow obviously hasn't stayed healthy. Lamar, by the way, hasn't stayed healthy. Lamar's got to deliver in the postseason, and he was so good last year. It was his best season, and Todd Monken's got a big part in that role. He was great as a thrower, but he's never going to be the natural anticipation thrower that Jaden is. No way. There is a big difference between Lamar and Jaden in terms of their, passing from the pocket ability. Big difference. Thanks very much for the call. Jason, go ahead. I'm sorry, Samaj. Samaj, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call as always, sure. Guys. Kevin, I call myself the B-more violator because I'm from B-more. And all I can say is from a B-more verbiage terminology standpoint, that dude Charles must have been smoking Ready Rock.
I don't know what Ready Rock is, but I bet it's pretty good. Ready Rock is crack. It's not good for you, people. Don't do Ready Rock. Don't do anything ending in rock. Don't do that.
You're right.
Terrible for you.
It's the B-more term for crack.
Okay.
And that dude had to be smoking it or just had the brain fart from Uranus. I just don't get it. I mean, the list is just – it's unfathomable, actually, how the dude had that list and just not really just flat out – be an oversight. He had to have a brain fart.
Aveen was listening to the podcast in which this came out of and said that they acknowledged Jaden Daniels but said they're not going to put him on the list because it was just one season.
That'd be one thing. Yep, that'd be one thing. So the other thing is, of course, what Doc always says about you, Coach, is that, you are just on such an otherworldly universal plane of media entertainment value that this dude literally had you in mind as well as the Virgin Gold Nation.
No doubt. That's so true. Doc is 100% right about that. We're all looking for on June 20th. We're all looking for somebody to do something stupid like this. No doubt.
Yep, you got it.
But all right, Samaj.
Up with a silver platter. Hey man, right. Thanks for taking my call as always.
Be good.
And by the way, I would have Jaden.
Oh yeah.
Flip flop 4-5-5-6 with Jalen. I keep telling y'all sleeping on Jalen Hurts.
I love Jalen Hurts. He's a clutch performer. I love that about him. And I love the fact that everybody in that organization really likes Jalen Hurts. They have, right from the jump.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a big difference between the way that organization thought about Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. Of course, Carson became immediately insecure after they drafted him. All right, Samaj, thanks. I want to finish up with Tony. Tony and Frederick, finish it up for us. Go ahead.
Hey, Kev, how are you doing today?
Good, Tony.
Just wondering, and I'm not a Commanders fan. He's going to be a very good quarterback in the NFL. Very good. I like his game, like everything about him. But I think this ranking may have more to do with the fact that they haven't really beaten anybody in the regular season with him yet. And, I know he had great playoffs, and, man, I was really
pulling
for
him. They beat Philadelphia in the regular season.
With Kenny Pickett?
Well,
come
okay.
Come on, man.
Okay, well, Jalen Hurts played the first quarter. That's fair.
Did they lose with Kenny Pickett playing?
But they overcame five turnovers and scored 36 points. And in the second half, fourth quarter, Jaden led them on three touchdown drives to win the game.
Okay. So
against, by the way, a defense that was the best in the league.
Okay, I got you. They beat Philadelphia with Kenny Pickett, but nobody's really impressed.
Yeah, but Kenny
with
Pickett
New
wasn't
Orleans.
Playing defense when Jaden threw for 5 touchdown passes.
Okay, I got you. But
I'm just saying, you said they didn't beat anybody in the regular season.
Look at Chicago. Look at all those games they barely squeaked by against terrible teams where they won by 3 points. So right. I mean, when they beat some people. You know, maybe he'll get his flowers, but they need
what
to
about
win
in the postseason
against some quality teams.
How about beating the one seed and putting 45 points up on the one seed?
Yeah, I won a lot of money off of that because
they don't ask how, they ask how many.
Never impressed with Detroit, but they need to beat some teams in the regular season consistently. Good teams, Baltimore's, Pittsburgh's of the world. They need to beat teams like that. Then we can look at.
Well,
like,
they're going
to
get their opportunity this year, no doubt about it.
Good.
But
I'm pulling for.
It's funny because I look back and I think about that regular season, and it concerned me heading into the postseason. But the games I think that matter the most during a season are called playoff games, not regular season games.
Well,
and they went on the road and beat Tampa, and they didn't beat Detroit. They smoked the top-seeded Lions, putting 45 up on them on the road. So I think that just kind of nullifies some of the regular season shenanigans. You can only play who you play.
Are playoff statistics in your statistics?
Are they in my statistics for what? Yeah,
no,
they count
they
as playoff statistics.
But it counts as playoff statistics.
Right.
Previous caller was just saying that he's the number two quarterback in the NFL based on beating Cleveland, New Orleans, teams like New York Giants twice. So, I mean, you know.
Well, that's not why I think he's the number four quarterback in the NFL. I take Detroit and Tampa, and even the way he played against Philadelphia in 2 of the 3 games, into consideration. But again, if you're looking for that signature moment, the 2 games back-to-back against the Eagles, Kenny Pickett, yes, but Pickett was not lining up on defense, and Philadelphia was killing people with their defense, and he threw 5 touchdowns and drove them on 3 fourth-quarter drives to win the game. 36-33. It was a pretty good regular season effort, not to mention the Atlanta effort the following week. But the Falcons certainly weren't what the Eagles were defensively.
Okay.
But thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Ben Standing next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.